The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us once again here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. But first, let's cut over to Taylor. She's currently at Leo Cady's Ford at their open house, and she's got a little clip for you. Stay with
us. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I just want you all to hear, first of all, I'm at Leo Cady's for their celebration. That noise you're hearing is the number 43 Richard Petty car that Sean Corr, it drives for ARCA, and that is only one car sound. That is only one car. Imagine 40 of it. You hear that? I hope you heard that, because that's what's over here at Leo Cady's Ford. Come and see the King's car, Richard Petty. Come say congratulations to the Leo Cady's family for the renovation they did. It's just absolutely amazing. This is actually Leo R. Redesigned the entire place and redid it with their own money because Ford wanted to keep this in the vein of all the Ford dealerships, which is, you know, glass and steel. And he said, no, that doesn't fit in our community. And they said, fine, you can pay for it. And he did. So stop by, say congratulations to Leo. Get to see the number 43 car. It's a win-win-win. Thank you very much, Barbara. Appreciate the time.
Have fun. Thank you for hanging out with us here at Orange County Chamber Business Wise today. Happy Friday, everybody. I don't know, it's kind of humid. I curled my hair this morning. If you look at it now, it's completely flat. That's how much humidity we have going on. And I want to remind everyone, we have a very exciting weekend with the Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget that this Sunday, we have Brunch Fest, the very first Brunch Fest event here in Orange County in the Hudson Valley. It is going to be at Angry Orchards in Walden, New York from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. However, if you are a VIP, you get to have an entire hour before it even starts. So if you want to be a VIP, you got to get your VIP tickets by before it's over, and you get to go in at 10 a.m. So don't forget this Sunday, August 20th. Don't worry. I will mention it again at the end of the show. I just want to get everybody excited because, of course, Brunch Fest, we're all excited at the Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to get your tickets, make sure to go to ocbrunchfest.eventbrite.com for your tickets. Don't miss it. I hope to see you all there. Well, today I want to welcome Dr. Sephora Germain. She is a physician from pediatrics,
yes,
with Crystal Run Healthcare. Thank, yes, you so much for joining us
Thank
today.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited.
Crystal Run Healthcare is a diamond partner for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. So we always have a great time having doctors, different doctors from different specialties coming in every month. And this month, of course, we have pediatrics, which is very apropos because it is almost back to school. And I know it's dreaded. Kids don't want to hear that, but and neither do parents. Some parents, I know I'm one of them. School is going to be, it's like right around the corner. And it's very, very important that we get our kids ready for that. And
absolutely,
one of the best ways to get them ready is to have their back to school physicals.
Yes.
So that's why it was great to have you here, doctor, mm-hmm, for pediatrics to talk about, you know, some of the tips, some recommendations. But first, before we go into that,
sure,
let's introduce you, say where you came from, what made you be a doctor. And if anybody has a question, they can always give us a call at 845-651-1110. But remember, this is just medical advice. It does not mean that, you know, this is going to be the answer to everything. So if you truly need to have your medical history or advice given to you, you should really see your doctor. This is just kind of a conversation we're having. So
right,
thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about
sure,
you.
Sure, absolutely. My name is Sephora Germain. I'm a general pediatrician. I work at Crystal Run Healthcare, and I've been there for about a year right now. And I work out of two locations. The one location is in Rockland County in West Nyack, and the other location is in Orange County at the Monroe office. I really love what I do. I love working with children. I love the way that they're, I like to watch them grow and watch them develop. I love speaking with parents and families, telling them what to expect. And one of the joys of being a general pediatrician is the ability to watch kids over a period of time, the continuative care. So that's what makes my job very enjoyable. Originally from originally from Rockland County.
Okay.
I did my medical school right here in New York at SUNY Upstate Medical University, and went for my residency in a general pediatrics at Norfolk, Virginia. And then I decided to come back to New York, to my hometown, and to work.
Oh, welcome back. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You
doing that and coming back to us. Do you have a medical background? Is that like a family thing, or did you just decide? How did you get to the point where you said, I want to be a pediatrician?
Sure. So no one in my family is in the medical field.
So you're the first doctor?
I am the first doctor.
Congratulations.
Yes. Hence everybody always calls me for information. I'm the first. I just kind of, just growing up, I really was always interested when my parents would bring me to the pediatrician. My pediatrician was very nice and he was very friendly. I enjoyed going. I liked the stickers that they would give. And I always thought, oh, wow, he has a really cool job. And as I got older, I really liked science and math, and it just became more interesting. I really loved working with kids. And before I even went into medical school, I had the opportunity to work at like school camps and different things like that. And so that really got me interested in pediatrics. And what nailed it for me was when I was a medical student and I did several different rotations in different specialties, but where I felt the most comfortable was in general pediatrics.
So how long have you been doing it?
So I finished my residency 1 year ago. So I've been, came out of residency straight to work with Crystal Run, and my residency training was 3 years. So I would say practicing general pediatrician for about a year, working with kids about 4 years.
Oh, congratulations. Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I dare say you do look young. No one that's seen on the radio can see you, but I'm telling them this is a nice young doctor here sitting with me talking about loving kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we want to tell everyone there are all kinds of things going on. Of course, there's a huge debate about vaccinations and everything, but mm-hmm. most importantly, we want to make sure that parents bring their kids for their annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
That, you know, that will give you, it kind of creates like a map or a guideline throughout the years of how they're mm-hmm. developing and their process and having a good relationship, a healthy relationship with their doctor.
Sure.
So let's give them some advice about back to school. What are some of the things that you think parents should be focusing on?
Sure, absolutely. So I think the back-to-school physical is very important. Many times, it's usually the only time we'll see a child in the office for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So as pediatricians and healthcare providers, we really use that visit to do a comprehensive health assessment and evaluation of the child. There are different things that a child might get while they are there for their back-to-school physical than just a physical exam.
Mm-hmm.
We do a thorough history. We ask parents about their development. We ask parents if they have any questions about how the kids are growing or any health medical concerns. We also address any like issues that they may have about their social or emotional health as well. We make sure that we look and review any immunizations that the child might need. And so usually we like to have their records in advance so that we can see if they need something and make sure that we have that available in the office to give that to the child. And we also provide a lot of anticipatory guidance to, you know, what parents should expect and how what they should do to keep their child healthy. And so the back-to-school physical is really a great way to make sure that your child stays healthy. And I would recommend that, you know, parents plan to make their visit to their pediatrician or healthcare provider early before school starts.
Well, here's the thing. It's summertime, and most mm-hmm. of the times parents aren't thinking about doctors or physicals. They're thinking, you know, I'm taking my kid to the water park, or I'm taking my kid. So I know there must be a major, like, bottlenecking of people trying to get
right.
in, like in August and September.
Yes, absolutely. Even as we speak right now, the office is very busy with back to school physicals is generally what we're doing in the month of August and September. I always tell parents that if you can schedule it early, I know that, you know, you want to go on vacation, you want to take the kids out, and you want to make sure that they have fun. But it's just one day, you know, just, you know, block your day or a day out just to get it done. And so that way you don't have to worry about it. So the schools, a lot of times, they want the physical in a couple of weeks before even school starts. So you want to make sure that you get it done early. In addition, if the child has an issue or something that needs to be addressed, if you're in there before school starts, then you can get all those issues done before school even begins.
That's true. I mean, that's a great advice. I got to tell you, I will admit that I'm one of those parents. Mm-hmm. My kids, actually, I do schedule their physical a year in advance,
but it is
2 weeks after school starts. So I try to do it within that window of time.
And that is a good thing to do. That way you won't be, you know, one of those parents at the last minute trying to get an appointment.
Yeah. Okay. So I have my two boys, and they are different stages. I have a 13-year-old, and then I have a 10-year-old. So it's kind of like one of those situations. And one of the things that I read when I was looking through some of your talking points was, and it stood out in my mind, and of course I want to go through the different phases, but really quick, I just want to jump into depression screening. It really stood out to me because we are a lot more aware about bullying in school and cyberbullying and, quite frankly, young adults committing suicide. Mm-hmm. So it was very shocking to me that there was even that kind of screening. So if you could talk a little bit about depression screening.
Sure. So we, in our office, we start doing depression screening around the age of 11. And of course, if we suspect an issue, we could start doing it even earlier. But it's really important. A lot of times, the first time kids will present with a mental type of concern will be to the primary care provider. So it's our job to make sure that we have a way of addressing and assessing that. So if we have a teenager starting at the age of 11, we do ask some questions generally, like about their mood and how they're feeling. And if they score positively on that screening, then we would ask further questioning and see if there's any more resources that we need to give that child.
Okay. Let's hold that thought because I really want to get more into that in conversation. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Orange County Tourism invites you to join in all the fun events and activities in the county by starting with Get on the Water. As the summer comes to a close, raft down the Delaware, paddleboard on Greenwood Lake, or cruise the Hudson. Check out watercraft rentals at orangetourism.org. Share the celebration at Clearview Winery as they celebrate their 7th anniversary with food, live music, beer, hard cider, prizes, and of course, wine. For more info, visit clearviewvineyard.com. Enjoy Irish Night at the Beach on Greenwood Lake with Celtic Cross playing authentic Irish music while you dance on the sand at Thomas P. Morahan Waterfront Park on Greenwood Lake. Visit villageofgreenwoodlake.org. The Last Picture Show is August 26th at 8 p.m. on King Street in Middletown when the city ends its outdoor free summer movies night with Ghostbusters. For more information, visit middletownbid.org. For a list of all the great events in Orange County, visit orangetourism.org.
Hi, this is Veronica Daugherty, a licensed real estate agent for 12 years with Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty. Although based in Warwick, I also serve Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. My primary goal is to ensure that your home buying or selling experience is successful, meets your needs and desires, and is stress-free. For more information, visit veronicadaugherty.randrealty.com or call 845-544-5807.
The Computer Guy will build it, install it, maintain it, upgrade it, and recycle all your outdated computer components. Let the top professionals with the hometown attitude take care of your technology needs. The Computer Guy, known for their integrity, customer service, and vast knowledge, will customize to your needs. Now with two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055. TheComputerGuy.pro.
Every Good Deed Title Agency is Orange County's reliable title insurance and settlement services company in the residential and commercial real estate industry. This is Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio and owner of Every Good Deed Title Agency. I've been in the abstract and title insurance business for over 20 years. Contact me for a free quote on title insurance and settlement services for your next real estate or refinance transaction. Contact Every Good Deed Title Agency at 986-3713, everygooddeed.us.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And when we started the show, we know that Taylor is currently at Leo Cady's for their open house. She got a little clip here for you when she's interviewing Steve Newhouse.
This is Taylor from WTVQ. I'm here with Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse at the Leo Cady's Ford dealership. You know, honoring and celebrating the incredible renovation they did with their own money, because Ford wanted to do a steel and a glass thing, and they said, no, it doesn't fit into the community, and Leo R. said, I'll just do it. And what do you think, Steve?
I think they're a wonderful family. I was out to dinner last night in Warwick, and the owner of a restaurant, Frank Letito, we were talking small talk. I told him I'd be here today. He said, that family, the Leo Cady's family, are a bunch of wonderful people that give back. And that's really what it's about. These guys are good people. They're local people, the people that work here and the people that get their cars done here. It's a wonderful thing for a community. And they're just good people. You talk about Winslow Therapeutic. They're intimately involved with them and a number of other wonderful charities. So, you know, hats off to a family that gives back and has a wonderful business here.
Thank you, Steve.
That's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations to the Leo Cady's Ford family for having their open house and for such a success and all the contributions and things they do for their local community. So remember, always remember to think local first when you're shopping here in Orange County and in the Hudson Valley. So when we went on break, I have the pleasure here of hanging out with Dr. Mm-hmm. Sephora Germain from Crystal Run Healthcare. She is a physician's pediatrics. In pediatrics. And when we went on break, we were talking about depression. But we have a caller on the line that has a question for us, if you want to put him on with us.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Germain, and good morning, Barbara. I just had a question regarding health risks. Are children at risk, increased risk of type 2 diabetes with regarding to lack of sleep?
Sure. So I don't know of any specific evidence that shows a direct link. But what I will say is that getting a sleep is important for the general health of a child, for their development. And we know that sleep just in general, when you have a good night's sleep, you think better, is good for your health. And so in general, I would recommend that your child gets at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep, depending on their age. In terms of what are risk factors for type 2 diabetes, it would be obesity. So you want to make sure that your child is eating healthy and as well as exercising.
Okay, so that's pretty much that. And just one other question. Can you tell me what thermometers are good if a child has a fever, or more accurate? Is it more of a digital, like the glass, the rectal thermometers, more the scan, you know, the thermal scan thermometers, or what tends to be the most accurate?
So with getting the temperature of a child, so what we really worry about is not necessarily the type of thermometer, but the way that a temperature is taken. Our biggest concern is usually in babies. We recommend that the temperature be taken rectally, because that allows for a more accurate measurement. So more importantly is taking the temperature correctly. That's what we would worry more about versus which type of thermometer you use.
Right. Okay. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
So much for your question. We appreciate the call. And if anybody else has a question, and you know, in reference to pediatrics, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. So, Dr. Germain, we were talking about depression and you start the screening at 11 years old.
Yes. So, so that's something that we do at, and it's recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Mm-hmm. So generally what we do is when we have a young adolescent come into the office, we ask them some questions about their mood. And based on those responses would dictate if we do further evaluation.
I know for me, I have a 13-year-old, and he does go through his mood swings, and I never in my mind thought maybe that's something that I should ask the pediatrician. Maybe they can talk about and kind of they may get more information out of the child than the parent would. So that is actually a good thing to know for parents, to be aware that that is something that they can ask for without feeling like they are labeling their child as depressive.
Absolutely. And like I had mentioned before, a lot of times primary care providers are the first ones who hear about parents' concern regarding mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. So that's good to know. So with the field of pediatrics, I know we have different stages. I mean, God bless you going into this field, because you're not only seeing children in general, there's different stages as well. You know, you got the preschoolers or toddlers, babies.
Yes,
all kinds.
Absolutely.
So let's go through some of the common things that people should be focusing on as the stages go through.
Sure. So in pediatrics, people often say, oh, you're just dealing with little people. It's not quite like that. Mm-hmm. Every age group has their specific concerns that we need to address when they come in for their annual physical. So I would say generally before the age of four, a lot of the things that we address at that age are developmental milestones to see how the child is growing, see how they're developing socially, emotionally, looking at their motor skills, their cognitive skills. In addition, at that age group, we do give a lot of vaccinations. So your child will probably get most of their vaccines between the ages of birth and four. And then going on into the school age students, it's usually we have them come in, we address their development, how they're growing, and we answer parents' questions about what to expect. We talk about safety issues that parents need to look out for, and we also try to catch them up on any vaccinations if they weren't caught up before.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you just a quick question, mm-hmm. just to kind of pull you out. Vaccinations, it's a hot topic. How do you handle when you recommend certain vaccinations like DTaP or... Right now I'm losing my train of thought. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And the parent says, no, I don't want to do that. How do you handle that situation?
So that's a common scenario in our office.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
Where parents come in and they have questions about vaccines. They're skeptical about giving their kids vaccines. The way that we practice is we take care of all children, you know, whether or not parents want to vaccinate. We always recommend the vaccines. We go over every vaccine with the parent. We talk about the risk and the benefits. We do in-depth counseling with them. We tell them why the vaccine is important and what it protects the child from. And we always take time to answer parents' questions. A lot of times we can get parents to vaccinate their kids. Sometimes they have some misconceptions about the vaccines that we're able to address in the office.
What are some of the common ones? What are the ones that can, I know there's, I just mentioned one, DTaP, right? Did I mm-hmm. say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the other ones?
Some common vaccines. So it depends on the age group, but
right.
DTaP is one that we usually give around the age of 11.
Okay.
A lot of the schools require it actually beginning of sixth grade or seventh grade. So we have patients coming in, especially around this time of the year, to come in and get their DTaP. Another one is Menactra, which protects against bacterial meningitis. So those are just some of the common ones around 11. But really based on their age, based on what vaccines we're going to recommend.
So when a new parent, they have a new baby,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming in, and they are going to have their first vaccinations, what are the first rounds of vaccinations that they're going to? Because I know they usually, then there's boosters after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we try to address what vaccines they're going to get and before that visit. So the visit prior, we'll talk about it with them.
Mm-hmm.
From the time a child is born, we recommend the first vaccine that we recommend is the hepatitis B vaccine, which usually is given to the child while they're in the hospital, or we can give it to them the first time they come into the office for the visit. And then the next time they have their next set of round of vaccines will be at the age of 2 months. There are many vaccines, and a lot of times parents get skeptical because there's a lot of vaccines that we are giving, but we, you know, reassure them that this is the standard of care, babies do well with it, and that they're protecting their babies against serious deadly illnesses.
Mm-hmm. I know, tell us a little bit about, we're going to jump forward to the HPV.
Sure.
The HPV there, I know, three shots that they have to go through, and tell us a little bit about
sure.
the HPV.
So the HPV is a common one that comes up. So actually the recommendations used to be a three dose series, and it is based depending on the age that you start receiving the series. So they've done some research and found that children, if they start the vaccine around 11 years of age, and get two doses. They don't need to necessarily get that third dose. So we have enough research that shows that it's effective, that that two dose is just as effective as if they got three doses. So if they get it starting at age 11 and they complete it before age 15, they will only need two doses. However, if they start the series at the age of 15, the recommendation is the three doses. HPV is an important, that being said, HPV is an important vaccination because HPV can cause cervical cancer. Human papillomavirus can lead to cancer. And the strains that we vaccinate against are the strains that are cancer-causing. So I always tell parents that this is really a vaccine that we have. That's amazing that we have a vaccine that can protect you against cervical cancer. So encouraging them to give that vaccine to their child.
So you're saying cervical cancer. So is that just for females then, or do males get the HPV shot?
So we do recommend it for the males as well, because HPV can be sexually transmitted. Okay. So it's good to not just protect the female, but also to protect the male, because then they cannot transmit it to females, or males rather.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to keep talking about physicals. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us.
Riggies with greens and beans. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. A delicious and nutritious pasta supper.
I started with sweet Italian sausage browned up in olive oil. Take it out of the pan to give us some room to cook up one onion and some garlic. Add a good half a cup of white wine. Cook out a little bit while we drop our rigatoni. A very quick cooking meal. Once the wine reduces by half, we're going to add about an equal amount of chicken stock, one can of cannellini beets, a lot of rosemary, wilt the greens into the pan, a little bit of grated nutmeg, and that's basically it.
For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. Monday, Italian-style beef vegetable soup. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I've finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
At Dawson Motors, there's no substitute for quality and customer care. Whether it's the vehicles they sell or the repair and maintenance service they provide, Dawson Motors is Warwick's oldest and largest independent dealership with an honest reputation for customer satisfaction. Their pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected to ensure they meet their high-quality standards of safety and reliability. Their service bays are staffed by ASE-certified technicians trained and equipped to service today's vehicles. For sales and service, they make it easy. Customer-focused salespeople and a state-of-the-art service team dedicated to your complete satisfaction. Dawson Motors, old-fashioned service and modern technology. Stop by or call today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at DawsonMotors.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start
you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New START program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
Clark Howard. Here's the problem. Somewhere between 50 and 75% of us only go to a single lender. Try multiple people. Try to get them to match the best offer you found.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ Weather.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon. Some gusty thunderstorms with heavy downpours are possible mid to late afternoon. Highs 75 to 80. The showers and storms taper off this evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, a high of 85, but we can't rule out an isolated shower or storm towards evening. And on Sunday, it looks dry, plenty of sunshine, and a high of 85. From a WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ. So we're back to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with Dr. Sephora Germain from Crystal Run Healthcare. She's a pediatrician, and we've been talking everything about back to school. And one of the things that she wants to put out there is people are preparing by getting backpacks and school clothes and everything, but they should be preparing for taking their kids to their physicals.
Absolutely.
So what should they do to prepare?
Absolutely. So the first thing is schedule an appointment and get an appointment.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of things parents can do before they actually come into the for the visit. I usually say that parents should think about any issues or concerns that they may have or about their child so that they, when they come into the office, they already know things that they want the physician or healthcare provider to address. The second thing that parents can do is make sure that they bring any records that they have. For example, immunization records, that's very helpful. A lot of times we have patients come into the office and parents say, well, they need their vaccines, but they're not sure what they need.
What's missing?
And
yet,
it's the first time we're seeing the patient. So if they can bring those records with them, it just makes things to go a lot more smooth and their visit to go smoother. Also, I also recommend if there's any significant like medical history that the child has to come with all that information as well. In addition, to that, I would say if the child is on any medications, that the parents bring that medication so we can see what the child is taking, so we can know the dosage, why they're on that medication. So we can address it at the visit. If the child needs to continue the medication or should we change the dose, that's all helpful when if we have that information at the time of the visit.
So we have all this, and a lot of times parents do not ask questions. How do you feel about questions?
I think questions are great. I think that, you know, a lot of times parents come in and they think, oh, I don't have any concerns. But then they leave the office and then something comes up. So if we think about it beforehand and maybe write your concerns down, that way when you do get to the office, you can start asking your healthcare provider those questions and you can make sure that your questions do get answered.
Yeah, because sometimes you get parents, especially new parents, that may have a question but are afraid that they'll be looked as less of a parent because they're asking a question, you know, and it's, you should ask questions.
They should, and they shouldn't feel that there is such a thing as a stupid question. I think that as a parent, you know, you look to your pediatrician for advice over the general health of your child. So they should feel free to ask any question. And even if that, you know, the pediatrician may not be able to answer it, they will try to look for resources to help the patient.
That's great advice. So let's talk about the difference between a back to school physical or in a sports physical, because along with going back to school, they're also going to be setting up for different sports.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's great that, you know, we have kids coming in for sports school because that means they're playing a sport. And I always like that. That means they're being active. And what I usually say that the school physical basically encompasses pretty much general comprehensive health. And about pretty much everything that is in the sports physical. There are just some tad things that we focus a little bit more on the sports physical, and that's related to, in our, for example, in our exam, we will look at, you know, their muscles, their just to make sure things are working, they're being able to appropriate to exercise, so their fitness for the sport. We also ask about history, about heart disease in the family or any cardiac issues. And based on that history, if we find something that's concerning, we might do a further evaluation. We also address the sport that they're playing to make sure that they wear the proper gear for that sport. For example, if they're playing football, you know, wearing their helmet. So we want to make sure that they know how to protect themselves while they're playing that sport and being healthy.
So let's go a little bit into anticipatory guidance. You mentioned it earlier, and so let's just go back a little bit and, you know, what should parents be preparing for with that?
Sure. So a lot of what pediatricians do is anticipatory guidance, and we do much more of that even so in the annual physical. And anticipatory guidance covers a large array of different topics. For example, we look at development. So we tell parents what they should be expecting their child to do, developmental milestones that they should expect their child to be meeting. We make recommendations on how to be healthy and foods that they should eat. We make recommendations on exercising. We make recommendations on how to be safe in the home, at school. For example, if their child is playing outside, we tell them, you know, they should be supervised depending on their age. We also recommend being safe, let's say, when they're riding their bike, wearing helmets. So we kind of just cover like a just general overview of how to keep the child healthy and safe. And we base it on how old the child is and their developmental stage.
And it doesn't stop when they're toddlers. It continues on through school year, even into the teenage years.
Absolutely. And the anticipatory guidance that we give adolescents is quite different from the anticipatory guidance we give a parent who has a two-year-old at home.
That's great advice. And I know that a lot of times when I take my kids to the pediatrician's office, they give us like little guide booklets and stuff with information, you know, what to expect.
Yes.
One of the big things that I did when I was pregnant was get that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. But, you know, that doesn't, I didn't continue on as they got older. It was just kind of one of those things where you kind of let nature take its course.
we're really big at that in our office. Usually we give patients and their parents like a summarization sheet about things to look for, anticipatory guide. Because a lot of times we tell you things in the office, but you might forget it when you leave. And so it's nice to have that summary sheet so that when they do go home, they can like, oh, what did the doctor say again? Or what did they recommend? And so they can look back. And so we do that for every age in our office, from the babies all the way into the adolescents.
That's great advice, doctor. I take my kids to Crystal Run Healthcare. My pediatrician is located there. And so I just want to make sure that everybody knows, if you want to make an appointment with Crystal Run Healthcare to see a pediatrician for your children or for their physical, you can give them a call at 845-703-6999. It's a very easy, user-friendly phone system. I know because I use it all the time.
Absolutely.
So it's very easy to maneuver, as well as their website. If you go into their website, it's a very easy website to maneuver. Do you have that website in front of you?
www.crystalrunhealthcare.com.
And that way you can go in there and check out their website. Crystal Run covers everything. So not just pediatrics. And as you know, if you've been listening and staying with us here at Chamber Radio, we are covering every single aspect of life for children, adults, seniors, babies, sports medicine. You know, next month, I think we're going to have a cardiologist. So every month we are trying to cover something. And we're so glad that we were able to have you come in and talk about, you know, going back
to
school.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you really want to make sure that we get out to the people that are listening that I may have not asked you?
Sure. One thing I would, just a health tip I would say, is I would say that it's good for parents to try to follow with the same healthcare provider yearly, because it allows just for there not to be any gaps in the child's care. It's usually nice because parents can develop a rapport with either the pediatrician or a healthcare provider so that the next year when they see them, it just the visit goes a lot more smoothly. And then as children are growing, once they develop that rapport with their pediatrician, then, you know, the next year they kind of open up to you more, and it's just easier. It makes the flow of things go a lot easier.
I can see that. It's about building a certain level of trust. And when children are going through this and they're going through their different processes, if they are used to seeing the same pediatrician, the same doctor, it's almost kind of like a family doctor.
Absolutely.
And so they trust this doctor. There's no fear. They know what to expect.
That, right.
And especially because I think my son gives me the schedule of when he's getting vaccinations.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the one, I think I have to get the HPV.
Right.
Okay. You know, so, but I think it's because my boys now, I can attest to that, are so comfortable when they see their doctor that they talk to him, they have conversation with him. So
exactly.
It's it mm-hmm. actually is a good relationship that mm-hmm. they have with the doctor. So we want to make sure that we tell people, you know, the back to school physical is basically your annual physical. It's usually when it happens.
Right.
And reminding everyone that if you're going to get that done, try to do it earlier in the year. Don't do what I do. Wait till 2 weeks after school right. to do it. But I'm getting it done.
That's good. That's as long as you get it done. That's what's important.
And, you know, what to expect even for the younger parents is, you know, I know my kids, they mm-hmm. they do the whole eye exam and they
right,
do
yeah.
the
yeah, we
breathing
do.
And the hearing.
Yeah, yep,
and
we do that. We check, we generally start doing checking vision and hearing around the age of 4. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a full comprehensive exam, listening to them, you know, for a total head to toe exam.
Mm-hmm. And it becomes something that kids are getting just used to. If they see the same doctor, they do it every single year.
Yep.
And it becomes, you know, to the point where they know what to expect.
And they know what to expect. And it helps ease, you know, any anxiousness that they might have okay. coming into the visit.
That's excellent. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
So, doctor, what's up with my family?
Well, adrenal glands relaxed, goosebumps nowhere to be found, and heart rate's so low, you guys should be asleep.
Oh, so what does this mean?
You and your family have an acute case of the meh.
The meh? That sounds terrible. What is it?
Your family is bored.
Well, what do we do?
Stop binge-watching TV and get everyone to Pocono Raceway. For a case like this, a weekend at Pocono Raceway will do.
Okay, Pocono Raceway.
For the whole family, I'm prescribing go-karts, monster energy stunt shows, and race cars topping 200 miles per hour.
So this will cure the meth?
Yep. You know, Pocono Raceway even has great camping options for fun family weekends, starting at $125.
Ooh, I feel goosebumps already.
Don't miss the return of the Verizon IndyCar Series with the ABC Supply 500 on August 20th. Tickets and race information at PoconoRaceway.com. For the love of racing.
It is time when bold knights and bawdy wenches gather to feast and frolic. It is time when the royal court and naughty courtesans mix and mingle. It is time for the New York Renaissance Fair. Come, shed the weight of today and step into our legendary realm. See swords flashing in the sun, hear the ring of steel, and feel the excitement as knights on horses thunder into the arena. Join in the revelry. Shop exquisite crafts and savor your choice of fine food and drink. Join us in the joyful festivities at the Renaissance Fair. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair. Open Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 1st in Sterling Forest Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Raise a cold Heineken or Blue Moon and toast the Queen this weekend. Buy discount tickets at participating Walgreens locations.
State Farm, located in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick, providing auto, life, home, and business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning for your personal and business needs. For a free quote, call 986-7100, stop in, or visit us at warwickinns.com.
When I was just a tiny baby, I was stolen from my parents. I was imprisoned in a cramped cage and was touched and photographed completely against my will, solely for somebody's profit. Then I started to grow bigger, and they locked me away for life.
If you knew that was the life of a tiger cub, would you still pay to pet her?
Learn how they're exploited through petting and photo ops at cubabuse.com.
It's enough. Enough of politicians being taken away in handcuffs. Enough of our friends and family moving away because they can't build a future in our area. Government feeds special interests with handouts, then hands you the bill with high taxes. That's why there's an affordability crisis across our state that keeps you struggling. Politicians won't solve the problem. It's up to us. At Reclaim New York, we're helping empower people to reclaim their future. Join today at ReclaimNewYork.org.
Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. Oh, the sun is coming out. It's Friday, everybody. It's a little humid out there, but it's going to be a fabulous weekend. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everyone, Brunch Fest is this Sunday. You don't want to miss it. It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I said 6 p.m. before, and then I realized, no, it's 3 p.m. So 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Angry Orchards in Walden. And if you buy your VIP ticket, you get an extra hour. You get to get in at 10 a.m. and have an entire hour to yourself before the general public walks in. And what that does, it gives you access for 1 hour ahead of everybody else. And you get to get access to the VIP lounge. You get this really cool swag bag. They were putting it together yesterday. And I got to tell you, I got to get my hands on one of those swag bags. You get a whole tour of the treehouse with a cider flight and extended drink passes, as well as sampling all the delicious foods that are going to be provided there. I will tell you, last Friday, I interviewed Anna Frumis from the Borland House, and oh my gosh, the menu was ridiculous. And of course, Legoland is going to be there. They're going to offer the Granny Smith apple fries. So, I mean, you do not want to miss this. So many vendors, so many foods. I'm going to give you a little bit more about the participating vendors. But first, I have been speaking with Dr. Sephora Jermaine from Crystal Run Healthcare. Yeah. She's a pediatrician. And doctor, tell us, where are you located?
Sure. So I work out of two offices with Crystal Run. My primary office is in West Nyack. That's 2 Center Rock Road in West Nyack, New York. And then my second location that I work at is Monroe. It's a nice building that just kind of opened up.
A shiny new building.
Yeah,
right off of 17M.
Yeah. It's on 17N, 855 17M. And they opened up, actually, it's almost been a year, last October.
I know that I drive past it all the time, and I always wonder to myself, what's in there? I'm in Middletown, so mm-hmm. I have a Crystal Run, so there's okay. really no reason for me to go to Monroe.
Right.
But when you see a brand new shiny building pop up, you go, I wonder what they're going to offer there. So they're offering pediatrics there.
Yes, they are offering pediatrics there. And they're offering other specialties, primary care, and a lot of other subspecialties as well. It's a nice building because it basically includes all the specialties in one building. They have imaging that can be done there as well. There is also an urgent care that's in the building as well.
And it's kind of like one of those one-stop shopping kind
yes,
of buildings,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So, and generally, so for example, if you go and see your primary care and let's say they have a concern and they want to send you to a specialist, we have the specialist right there in the building so they can kind of just refer you over to the next suite. So that what makes it nice is patients can come in and have all their appointments in the same day and get everything that they need in one place.
So West Nyack, which is in Rockland County, mm-hmm. there's Crystal Run there.
Yes.
So Crystal Run, which started on Crystal Run Road in Middletown, town of Walk Hill,
yes.
now has spread out all over the place.
All over, right.
All over the place with yep. all these beautiful, shiny new buildings mm-hmm. with specialty doctors and
yes.
all the buildings for the one-stop shopping.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're listening and you're kind of wondering what specialties we have, I would encourage you to go on our website. You can see a list of all the doctors, their specialties, a little bit about their bio and information. So if you're looking for a specific doctor, you can visit the website for that.
And how long have you been with Crystal Run?
I've been with Crystal Run for over a year, just about a year now.
But you're primarily in West Nyack.
I'm primarily in West Nyack, and I do some days in Monroe.
Do you have specific days that you do in Monroe, or is it, can
sure.
you just let people, just in case someone
yeah,
says,
absolutely.
You know, I really like the way she sounds. She's very soothing. I think she'll be perfect for my kids.
Sure, sure. So I'm in West Nyack on Tuesdays and Fridays and some Saturdays. And I'm in Monroe on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And currently they're, you know, accepting people to come in and get an appointment.
Absolutely. If you call right now, we can, you know, get you an appointment. Because we're a brand new practice and we're growing, we have lots of appointments available. We usually can get patients in on the same day if necessary.
So if you're listening and you've waited like me for the last minute to schedule your child for their back to school physical or their sports physical, and you are, you know, and you don't mind traveling to Monroe, because you don't necessarily have to go to the one in Middletown.
No.
If you don't mind traveling to Monroe or West Nyack, can call 845-703-6999 and make your appointment and ask for that location.
Absolutely.
Even ask for Dr. Germaine.
Sure, I'll be
say,
happy
I heard
to
her on WTBQ. I really like the way she sounds. I think that's a pediatrician for me. And get your appointment for your child at Crystal Run Healthcare. Like I mentioned before, their website is very user-friendly. Is it crystalrunhealthcare.com?
Yes, crystalrunhealthcare.com.
I know they also have a fabulous Facebook page that you should follow. So if you want to kind of know what Crystal Run is doing, Crystal Run is the diamond partner for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. They're very community-minded. And so they're all over the place. They're always helping the community and being part of, like I said, they started as, because I interviewed Dr. Corey, I think the beginning of the year, and she mentioned how it started as a small practice.
Yes, it did.
And then next
it
thing you
grew.
Know, it's just been growing and growing, and you see this beautiful new buildings with the beautiful color blue. I love the inviting colors of blue that Crystal Run uses, and very welcoming. So, you know, if you're interested in doing that, again, you know, give them a call, 845-703-6999. Give them, again, your locations where you are.
Oh, sure. So I am at West Nyack, and that address is 2 Center Rock Road, West Nyack, New York. And then I'm at Monroe, and that address is 855 17M.
That's wonderful to have you here with me. I am going to talk a little bit more about what we got going on this weekend, Doctor, just in case you are interested in joining us in anything. You can know more about what's going on. So like I mentioned before, when we started the show and when we started this, when I came back, the Brunch Fest, we're pushing it because it's like this Sunday. We want to make sure you don't miss it. It's the very first event that we're putting on, and we want to make sure everybody comes out and enjoys it. It's at the beautiful Angry Orchards, which is located in Walden, New York. So you want to get your tickets, ocbrunchfest.eventbrite.com, or you can call us at the chamber offices at 845-457-9700, and an awesome office manager, Arlene, would be very happy to help you, walk you through the whole process of getting your tickets. There are three different levels. You can either be a VIP admission, which gains you to all access. You get to sample everything, but the beautiful part of it is you get to go in an hour earlier than everyone else. So you go in at 10 a.m., you get an all access to the VIP lounge, you get a treehouse tour along with a flight of cider and an extended drink pass. And there's a limited availability for that. You also get a swag bag. And so if you want to be VIP, get the VIP status, then you need to buy those tickets. And then we have general admission. You get to enjoy one tasting from each of the 40-plus vendors that we're expecting to be there for the Brunch Fest. And there's going to be everything from different restaurants like the Borland House to food trucks to different stands and tastemakers. The other thing that we're going to have there is like we're going to have a marketplace. So you go in and you can purchase like locally made honey, local craft arts, and everything is just going to be right there. I know Christopher Jacobs Winery is going to be there. So there's going to be wine tasting as well as the ciders that are provided by Angry Orchard. So that's the general admission, and that you can go in from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then there is the designated driver admission, which you get to sample all of the food. And then you get unlimited non-alcoholic beverage. If that is what floats your boat, you go right ahead. I know I need to have VIP access. I want total alcoholic beverages. But there's going to be all kinds of things going on, fun and games, live music. There's going to be a dry bar. There's going to be barbers and a manicurist, and you can get your hair done. It's going to be completely insane. I said I was going to show up on my pajamas and just walking out fabulous and and a little bit tipsy. So some of the participating vendors, I just want to make sure I get through some of them. Stagecoach Inn, The Borland House, You're the Boss, Wedding and Events, Legoland New York, Angry Orchard, of course, Haven Coffee and Espresso Bar, Christopher Jacobs Winery, Honeybrook Farms, Kona Ice Truck, Whipped Cupcakes Truck, and Three Mamas and Mike. We also have the salons that are partnered with Phoenix Salon Suites, Nirvani Beauty Boutiques will be doing nails, The Polished Nails, King Barber Salon, Jacqueline Faye Beauty, she's going to be doing hair and makeup, Belleza Academy Salon doing hair and makeup, and she's also going to be doing braids. They're going to be doing braids there. And Adriana Styles Hair. And then the market, of course, we're going to have Goats in a Coat, the Bliss Co-op, and Lucky Bug Clothing Company. And the band is the Hillbilly Parade. They provide rock and country, their country cover band, and then E-Rock Entertainment. So don't forget to join us again this Sunday, August 20th. Thank you for hanging out with us today here, Dr. Jermaine.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend, everyone. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. I will see you next Friday.